to deal with is just the uncertainty of everything. You know how, you know, I was talking to someone today, actually, just after the ordination. Actually, it was the music director at the cathedral, and he's saying, you know, because that's another part of the church that's been sort of hard to plan. He said that's the hardest thing. It's like you make plans and then, you know, it all blows up or whatever, that sort of thing. So, and I think we've heard that a lot about the uncertainty of things. And yet, what I would like to say, the message of this day, one of the messages of this day, of this great feast of our Blessed Mother, the Assumption, her oldest, really, and greatest feast, the Assumption, is that actually there is certitude about the most important things. We can have confidence. We can have certitude. I don't know if you read a few months ago now, I guess, Pope Francis, there's a beautiful prayer, a litany to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Sometimes called the Litany of Loreto, and it has lots of different titles of the Blessed Virgin. It's very beautiful, and you keep getting each one of these titles, pray for us, pray for us, pray for us, pray for us. There's a whole series of them that start out, mother of this, that, the other kinds of things. And Pope Francis has added three more titles to Our Lady, to this beautiful litany, one of which is Mother of Hope. Mother of Hope, pray for us. Mother of Hope, pray for us. And this is something that we really need to instruct ourselves on, is like the nature of the virtue of hope. Hope, as we use it conversationally, is kind of a weak word, isn't it? It's sort of like wishful thinking, sort of like, oh, you know, I hope it's, you know, going to rain or not going to rain or something. And that doesn't mean you really have very much confidence about that one way or the other. You know, as a matter of fact, it might mean you don't have really any confidence in it at all. And that's not what the virtue of hope is, the theological virtue of hope. Hope is certitude that God is faithful to himself, that God is faithful to who he is. How can God be other than that, you know? And so to have hope means to live in certitude. And this is a very good title for our Blessed Mother, because she's not a wishful thinker, to tell you the truth. She's someone who lives in certitude, in complete confidence. And this feast shows this for us, that this feast of Mary, you know, we have the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, which is the very beginning of her earthly existence. The Assumption is the very end of her earthly existence. Of course, she continues to reign gloriously in heaven, and that's just the point, is that human life, she shows us, the human life has a trajectory to it. It has a certitude to it. You're going to probably get out your stones and start stoning me here, or write me up to the Inquisition for heresy. We are predestined. Actually, as Catholics, we believe in predestination, not in the sense the Calvinists mean it, but we do believe in predestination. We have a destination. It's clear. It is certain. It is fixed. And the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary shows us exactly what it's supposed to look like. That is the trajectory of the human life. We come to the end of our natural life and we pass directly to heaven. That was God's plan. That is our certitude. Okay, so what happened? All right. Something much worse than the coronavirus. Where did this uncertitude come from? It's a terrible word. It's a three-letter word. A much worse word than any four-letter word. S-I-N. Sin. That's what throws us off the track. Okay? Apart from that, that would be the trajectory for every single one of us. And that's what Jesus came to restore by conquering sin and death and putting us back on that track. I don't know, you know, I'm sure you've been to funerals in the Catholic Church. Have you ever noticed how many symbols from baptism are used at a funeral? Why is that? Well, in baptism, God the Father adopts us as his children, right? And where is the home of children? The home of children is in the home of their father, right? That's the home. When we are adopted by God the Father, we become his children, and heaven becomes our home, right? Isn't that right? Children are in the, that's right. I think that's right. That's the virtue of hope, a certitude. And that will be the case unless we allow sin to knock us off course and then introduce this uncertainty into the world. That's what the devil was able to do. That's what we read in the second reading all about, that through the sin of Adam, this uncertainty entered the world for all of humanity, but through Jesus Christ, this certitude was reestablished. Now, we have to get on the track, and we have to stay on the track, but there is a track. There's a track. You know, the Christian life, it's one of the things that's kind of a real drawback, I think, to the Christian life, actually, is that it's frankly so simple. It's very, very simple. It's hard. I never said it was easy. I didn't say it was easy. It's hard, but it's very simple. The path, the trajectory, it's very clear, you know? And the way to do that is to stay on the path. To stay on the sure and certain path. There's a beautiful prayer from a saint I like a lot. He says, a prayer to the Blessed Virgin Mary, show us the safe path. And she does. Show us the safe path. The safe path is a constant, consistent yes to God. That is the safe path. And nothing can get you off the path if that's your trajectory. And it will inevitably bring you to your fulfillment. I had a good friend when I was in high school. He was the editor of the yearbook. Do they have yearbooks anymore? I guess that's kind of old technology now. But anyhow, he was trying to finish the thing up and having to write millions of captions for pictures. I guess that's one of the things you have to do when you're doing that sort of thing. And he said, you know, after a while I realized all captions for pictures could fall into to two categories. One is hard work pays off. The other one is the wages of sin is death. That's it. That's every story is one of those two answers. But it's not like they're equal. They're not. You and I are programmed with this longing and desire for heaven, for the infinite life, for the fullness of life. We desire what is good. We desire what is true. We desire what is beautiful. And that's the way we will go. And that's why the devil has to be a liar. The devil can't just tell us the truth of what he wants for us, because it's not good, it's not true, and it's not beautiful. And if he told us the truth, we'd go, I don't want that. So instead, he gets us to swallow lies, saying, oh, this thing that really isn't good, it's good in this case for this reason. Or this thing that isn't true, well, it is true, sort of, if you turn it upside down. Or this thing that's really ugly, no, it's actually beautiful. You know, we like learn to play the emperor's new clothes. You know, that old story, children's. He has to make us swallow a lie, because naturally we're not made for that. Naturally we're made to go on that same path of the Blessed Virgin Mary. to want what is good, to desire the fullness of truth, to seek what is beautiful. And so that's one of the most important things about this day. It's not only what it tells us about her, and that is beautiful and so good. I have to say, the Assumption has become my favorite mystery of the Rosary. It's not the most important one, but it's my favorite one. It's funny, when I'm praying the Glorious Mystery, I get to the fourth Glorious Mystery, it always comes as a surprise to me somehow. I go, oh, it's the Assumption. That is the most beautiful thing. To me, the Assumption is just the most beautiful thing I can think of. Of this beautiful human being coming to the end of her natural life, always having said yes to God, and then being taken directly to heaven, body and soul. And that's wonderful and inspiring and beautiful. But it also tells us about ourselves, that is the certain path of our lives. And that is the certain end of our lives as well. Unless we listen to lies. Unless we listen to lies. And she's the one who crushes the head of that serpent. Isn't that a great reading, the first reading from Revelation with that dragon? And you know, the dragon has no power over her. And he has no power over us now that we are redeemed, unless we let him. Unless we waver from the path of certitude into that path of sin, which throws everything into chaos. Like I said, that makes the chaos of the coronavirus look pretty petty, to tell you the truth. And so, when we're in this uncertain state, keep your eye on what is certain. That your home is heaven. You are a child of God. That is what you're made for. And let yourself be, you know, be proud of that. I'm a child of God. And then be responsible to that. Live like a child of God. And she shows us the way. She shows us the way. It is a sure and safe and certain way that cannot be taken away from us. It's what we were made for. It's where we find fulfillment and joy and life. That's another one of the lies of the devil, telling us that somehow sin is more fun than virtue. It isn't. And so for me especially this day, the beauty of this day, her beauty, the beauty of goodness, the beauty of truth, inspire us to follow, to listen to really what's in our own hearts, and to follow in hope, in certitude, that this is the way for me.